Well, good evening, sir. Everything all right?
Fine, thanks, officer, yes.
Oh, no, get off me!
No, no, what are you doing?
Oh, get off! No, no, oh, 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 oh.
Just a routine inquiry, sir.
And now, here is the news. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Here are the news. In a mid-channel ceremony this morning, President de Gaulle, the well-known foreigner, strengthened the Entente Cordiale when he opened the escalators connecting the 10-mile French Channel tunnel with a 10-mile British Channel bridge. The Duke of Edinburgh spent this afternoon touring a knitting needle top fitter's factory in Dunedin. On his arrival, he was greeted by the managing director, Mr. L.H. King, who introduced his family and said, "Although my name is King, you are obviously far more royal than I am." Prince Philip replied, "Thank you very much. It is a nice day." The great train robbery. The great train is still missing. And now, for news of the situation in Nairobi, over to Nigel Watts in Munich.
Here in Munich, the mood is one of tension, of suspense. But somewhere discernible in the tension is a lack of tension. A lack of tension. The streets of Cologne here tonight are full of people passing and repassing as they go their various ways. But on many faces there is little sign of the tension or lack of tension that all of them must be feeling. For beneath the superficial gaiety, the carefree merrymaking, there may well be the realization that this is not yet the end of the matter. From the brightly lit cafes at the Forgenrudenstrasse, good night.
Now for a look at the weather, over to the weather office.
Right, let's have a shot at the forecast then, shall we? What's the seaweed like, Noreen?
Wet, Norman.
Oh, depression centred over Wellington, clear enough. Which way's the wind blowing?
East, Norman.
Uh-huh, moving eastwards, we could say. Anything else to go on?
Oh, well, while I was on my way home to bed about 2:30 this morning, Norman, in Littleton this was, the sky was a bit red.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. Well, what would you call 2:30 in the morning then, dear? Red sky in the small hours, showers? Yes, yeah, so it looks like showers in Littleton. How are the fir cones, Noreen?
Well, they're opening slightly. Ever so slightly.
What would you guess then, dear?
Well, shall we say 347 millibars rising to about 352 around lunchtime tomorrow?
Oh, let's. Lovely, Noreen. Any news from Otago?
Oh, yeah. Willem says he's seen a hedgehog with 3 legs.
Oh. Hedgehog with less than 4 good feet, sunny day, and then some sleet.
Oh, I'd just like to add, Norman, if I may, the news that there's a rainbow in Hamilton at the moment. So this, of course, means Hamilton in many colours. Take the car and your umbrellas.
Yes, and a brief word for Waitakere dwellers. When thunder clouds, the Waitakere's hide, kill the cat and come inside. Well, that seems to be that for today, oh, except for the long-range weather forecast for May, June and July. Which is, Noreen?
Changeable, Norman.
Ah, good afternoon, Mr. Horton. Nice to see you again.
My name is Potter, and I've never been here before.
Excellent, excellent. My name's Hawkins. I'm glad the nurse could fit you in, all right. I hope you didn't have to wait long.
Just over 2 days. It's Friday today, and it's 3:45. My appointment was for 11:30 on Wednesday.
Yes, well, I'm sorry to have kept you. Now, what have you come to see me about?
I beg your pardon?
What have you come here for? What did you make your appointment for? Don't be shy.
My teeth.
Ah, I might have guessed. Splendid, splendid teeth. Teeth are my speciality. I'm a dentist, you know.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a fully qualified dentist. I can speak French, too. Now, would you like to sit down in the chair? I'm sorry about the mess. We had a party in here last night. Now, are you in any pain?
Yes, I'm in great pain. I'm in agony. I've been in agony for 3 days.
Oh, 2 feet peg hurt. Oh, I just remembered I'm clean out of anaesthetic. I finished it up last night. You know, the party got a bit wild and I had to quieten some of them down a bit. Still, I've got a small rubber mallet here. If I hit you sharply in the nape of the neck, it'll probably put you out for a bit.
Well, haven't you any gas?
Well, no, we had balloons as well, you see. Now, how do you want your hair cut? Long at the back? Oh, no, it's teeth, isn't it? Teeth, that's the mouth. Open wide. Hmm. You have got bad teeth. What a rotten old set of teeth. You've got cruel lips, too, and your nose is too long. No, don't move, keep your head still. Mouth open wider. Now, stand up for a moment. Right. Keep your mouth wide open. Now blink. Now jump up and down. Keep thinking. Now wave your arms around. Now hop on one leg. Mouth open. Keep blinking. Right, that's enough. Oh, it's a great job, this, what you can get people to do. It gives you a sense of power. Now, sit down again. It's getting a bit dark in here. You can close your mouth now.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Oh, I better light a couple of candles. They've cut the electricity off, I'm afraid. We'll have to use the hand drill. And now, nurse! Nurse!
Coming, darling.
Hello, Diddums. How's my little sweetiekins then?
Fine, thank you, darling. How sweet is Hank?
Oh, gone now, Chucky. Now, I want you to come and help.
Anything for you, Pat.
Now, where's the trouble? Oh, I think I'll take this one out.
No, that's not the one.
I know, but I want one that shape. Now, which one hurts?
One right at the back, on the right.
Right, open wide. Wider. It's not easy to see properly. Open a bit wider. Wide as you can. Nah, it's no good. Can you open any wider? Nah, I can't see it properly. I shall have to get inside and have a look. Nurse!
Yes, darling?
Come over here, dear. Now, Mr. Potter has a bad tooth right at the back of his lower jaw. I can't see it from here, so I shall have to get into his mouth and have a look at it from the inside. Could you give me a leg up? No, not yours, mine. That's right. Then pass the instruments through when I ask them. Okay. Oh, and Mr. Potter? Now, keep your mouth as wide open as possible, please. Keep your head still and try not to cough or sneeze. All right? Good. Open wide, then. Leg up, nurse. That's it. Now, I'll put the right foot in first. That's it. Now the other one. Okay, now push. Good. Push me. That's it. And then... that's better. Now, just hold it round. Yes. Here's the troublemaker. Nurse!
Yes, darling?
I'll have to dig him out. Could you give me the forceps and the bilateral extractor and the spade? Thank you.
Mr. Hawkins?
Wait a moment. Yes?
Mr. Hawkins, I think I'm going to swallow.
Mr. Potter? Mr. Potter, wait. Let me get out first, Mr. Potter. Wait a
I'm moment. I'm sorry, I can't...
Mr. Hawkins? Mr. Hawkins!
You brute! You swallowed him!
Well, I haven't had anything to eat for 2 days!
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and with latitude.
Morning, Arthur.
Morning, Ted.
Gore's a bit parky this morning, isn't
it? Telling me, mate. I've been up here half an hour.
Any buses yet?
Yes. We've had 4:17s, 2:22s, 2:73s, a 5, a 19, a 26, a dust cart, a steamroller and a circus. But no 21B. Every 7 minutes.
You've had 4:17s, have you? Well, I'll be here for a day or two, then.
Oh, I just don't get it, mate. I just don't get it. You stand around here waiting for a 21B, and just when you think they've all migrated, you can see them far away in the distance. A ruddy great queue of them coming out over the hill. A convoy, about 150, all of them 21Bs, stretching as far as the eye can see, halfway to Whanganui. Oh, I just don't get it.
Wicked. That's what it is. A bad business.
That's why they do bad business, mate. You take it from me. I know.
Quite agree. Parky, innit?
Not off.
Yeah.
Did you see the telly last night?
No. What was on then?
Oh, film. About birds.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating.
What sort of birds?
Desert birds. Desert birds.
Yeah. Fascinating. What was fascinating about them?
Then? Vertical takeoff. Straight up in the air.
Go on.
No, really, straight up in the air. Just like that.
Straight up.
Straight up?
Yeah, straight up.
Funny birds, they live deep down holes that they bore in the ground. Right down under the ice.
Ice? In the desert?
Ah, well, maybe it wasn't ice. No, mud crust, that was it. A mud crust. A great crust of mud. They bore these holes in the mud crust by dropping pointed stones on it from a great height.
But they never hit the same spot twice.
Ah, but they mark the spot with a feather, see? Fantastic birds. More accurate than our bombers in the last war, you know. It's been scientifically proved. That's how they defend themselves, you see? They drop sharp stones right in their heads.
Whose heads?
I don't know, mate. I'm not an expert on these birds. Probably marauding wallabies.
Oh.
And tins of fruit.
What?
Tins of fruit.
What about tins of fruit?
That's how they open tins of fruit. They drop sharp stones on them, then they can suck the juice out. That's where their beaks come in, you see? They use them like straws.
Now, I'm sorry, I just don't see this. I just don't see it.
What?
How do they get the tins of fruit? How do they get tins of fruit in the desert?
I don't know, mate. I'm not an expert. I only watched the perishing program. I don't know how they get them, but that's how they open them. Fantastic birds. Vertical takeoff. See, they've got to be able to take off vertically to get out of their holes. Marvellous. Tuna. When they're attacked, they can puff themselves up into over 100 times their original size.
100 times? 100 times? That's fantastic.
It is a lot, isn't it? Perhaps it was 3. Yeah, that was it. 3 times their original size. Fantastic, isn't it?
I don't think 3 times is fantastic.
No, it isn't, is it? Not 3 times. Vertical takeoff, straight up and down.
Now, that is fantastic.
Fantastic birds, mate. Fantastic. Hey, do you know something? I just remembered. These birds, they invented penicillin.
Penicillin?
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Birds invented penicillin.
Ready?
No, wait a moment. No, that was Alexander Fleming, wasn't it? That's right. Fantastic, man, Alexander Fleming.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Mind you, he couldn't drop sharp stones to save his life.
For years I've dreamt of the perfect lover. I'd surely know him when he came along. There'd come a day when I'd discover a man who was handsome, clever, and strong. Strong as a lion, tall as a tree, a man who would capture and dominate me. But along came Jim, an ordinary guy. You'd never notice him if he came by. With his ordinary looks, his ordinary ways, the kind of man you always meet on ordinary days. But I love him, yes, I love him, 'cause he's just my Jim. Yes, along came Jim. Oh, I just can't explain. What does he offer? It's surely not his brain. He's not much to look at. You'd never look twice. But when you get to know him, he's really quite nice. But I love him. Yes, I love him. 'Cause he's just my Jim. I remember meeting Jim. It was at a party. He didn't have much to say for himself that night, but I found out later he wasn't shy, just dull. But every morning when I hear the round, masculine tones of his first belch, and watch him scratching his dandruff into the cornflakes bowl, well, ah, yes, I know. He's just my Jim. Dim old Jim. Goodness only knows what made me notice him. It's surely not his looks. It's surely not his clothes. It's surely not the funny baby way he picks his nose. But I love him. Yes, I love him. 'Cause he's just my Jim.
Come in, Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
Come in, old chap. Johnny, good to meet you. Take a pill.
Thank you very much.
Not at all. I'd better introduce myself. I'm Buffy Chapman, squadron leader Buffy Chapman, actually, but everyone here calls me Yellow Guts. I'm in charge of the whole show around here.
I see.
You're from the old NZBC, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Jolly good show. Always pleased to help a lost cause, eh? Well, anything we can do to help, you name it. Fire away.
Well, yes. The NZBC are interested in doing a program about the air sea rescue, and your base here at Barnum was recommended to us.
I say, it's jolly nice of someone. Wizard.
Well, what exactly do you do here at Barnum?
Well, when some chap pancakes his crate down in the drink, we cream over there and fish him out of the soup.
You were in the RAF during the war, Squadron Leader.
No, I was in the catering corps. I got into the RAF for the last couple of months, but I pranked so many kites the Germans sent me a medal. Belly cheek.
And how long have you been here?
Since the end of 45. Where are we now? 57. 12 years.
But it's 1964.
Is it? Time flies. I must give the wife a ring. She'll be expecting me. 64.
Squadron leader, how is Air Sea Rescue organized?
Well, the country's divided into four sections, you see. North, that's us. South, east, and... the other one. Took me tongue.
West?
That's it. West. And each section looks after its own area. The main thing is to keep peak efficiency at all times. Gotta be real efficient. Everyone on their toes and ready to go. Coffee?
Yes, please.
Right. Hello? Could we have two coffees, please? Oh. Tea be all right?
Yes.
Two teas, please. Oh, no tea. Anything to drink? Oh. Sorry about that. Where was I?
Peak efficiency.
Yes, that old thing.
Squadron leader, what means of rescue have you?
Well, we've got a fleet of helicopters and 18 launches, four of which float.
Only four float?
Yes, but they're equipped with the most up-to-date and modern and efficient wooden oars.
But you have a fleet of helicopters?
Yes.
How many altogether?
Well, actually, only one altogether. It's all rather embarrassing. You see, we had six.
Well, what happened to the other five?
We sort of mislaid them. Don't really know where they went. We just counted them one day and we were five short. I don't think people steal them. I think they just borrow them and forget to give them back. The only one we've got left is the dud one, just as well, actually, because the pilot is awful, ghastly, dreadful. He's got a terrible head for height. Nobody looks down, he gets vertigo, bingo, out of control. Do you know, I see him 400 feet up with the rotors dead still and the helicopter going round and round.
Well, why don't you get rid of him?
Well, it's his helicopter.
Do you mean it's not owned by the Air Sea Rescue?
Well, he wanted to buy it, and we were short of funds, you know, private deal, redecorating the mess and all that. It's damn difficult. The other five I'm worried about. I mean, I've got eight men out in Wellingtons looking for them.
But I thought you use Shackletons now.
No, Wellington boots. It's much too muddy for ordinary outdoor shoes now, you know.
Do you have any other plans?
Well, we've got four Shackletons and a couple of Sunderlands for anyone who's feeling tired of life, and that's the lot.
Well, would you be prepared to show me round the base now?
Oh, certainly, my boy, certainly. Just follow me. Follow me down here. Well, I'll show you the operations room first. Here it is. Now, in here... Oh, no, this is the kitchen. Now, let me think, where are we? Down here. Now, the operations room is the nerve center of all our activities here at Barnum. We've got 12 men working day and night, so the base is permanently at alert. Oh, here's the operations room. Now, these 12 men are... Hello? Hello? Anybody here? Oh, of course, it's Saturday, half day. Well, let me show how these things work. Now, this wireless here is networked to all the Coast Guard, so if I want to speak to, say, the Coast Guard at Chipton, all I have to do is to press this button here, and... No, wait a moment. Pull this switch. Oh. Well, anyway, that's the general idea of it, anyway. I'm sorry there's no one here.
I see. Well, thank you, Squadron Leader. I think I must be off now.
You couldn't drop in again next week. You fix something up.
No, I'm afraid not. Thank you very much.
Well, goodbye there, Mr. Wilson. Goodbye.
Well, there he is, Doctor. What do you make of my husband?
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Anderson. I'm afraid we'll have to put him to sleep.
Oh, dear. Do you have to?
Well, it's kinder to them in the long run, you know.
Well, I suppose so. Oh, it's the children. They treated him almost like one of the family. Oh, he'd get down, they'd ride on his back. He were like a doctor then.
Yes, he was a wonderful old thing.
Oh, he is, Doctor.
Yes. But, well, he's getting on a bit, you know. For a man, that is.
Yeah, his hair's falling out. And when we have visitors, he's always rolling over on his back for them to tickle his tummy.
Yes, he's hardly up to shows in that condition, is he?
Oh, goodness me, no. He's not been further than the end of the street for don't know how long. Mm. To be honest, he's never really been the kind of husband you put on show. His legs are too far apart.
Quite. He is rather big, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Actually, since we moved into the flat, there's hardly been room for him. And don't they grow? Mm. When I first had him, you'll not believe this, he was like one of them little toy men, all tiny and cuddly. Mm-hmm. I thought he was full grown then. Quite frankly, I think they told me wrong about him. I mean, he's huge.
Life's no fun for them when they're like that, you know.
Oh, he must be suffering, mustn't he?
I think so.
Oh, go on then, quick, before I change my mind. Oh, Doctor, how much will it be?
10 guineas, please.
Oh, it's gone up since the last one.
Today there is a boom in country and western songs, and we know why. It's because these songs always tell about the strange and wonderful adventures that have actually happened to real people. Like this.
Sing us a song, please.
All about real people
and real adventures.
Yes. Okay, just listen to this. Was down in Old Virginia in the year of 62. The sun was red, the fields were green, the sky was deep as blue. The rain that fell was always wet and the snow was always white. The sun shone bright the whole day long and the moon came out at night.
Oh, oh, the wind blows free, makes me bright to the wild and free. There's nothing like sights you see when you're a traveling man.
Well, I was up in Houston in the year of 63. There was grass in all the meadows and leaves on every tree. And the towns were full of houses with people passing through. In fact, it all reminded me of Virginia in 62.
Oh, oh, the wind blows free, take me back to the wild country. There's nothing like that you see when you're a traveling man.
I can't believe it.
I can't hear those old stories.
We rode upon our horses with shoes upon our feet. We had water there for drinking and food which we could eat. And every step the horses took went forward down the track. When we reached our destination, we turned around and came right back.
Thanks, my black friend,
cool.
Listen, tell me another one.
Go on, Luke.
I've traveled along, I've traveled hard, and many sights have seen. And many are the memories of the places I have been. But of the many wonders, I think that I can claim that everyone was different, and no two were the same. Oh,
oh, oh, the wind blows free, take me back to the wild country. There's nothing like sights you see when you're a traveling man.
One more.
Oh, oh, the wind blows free, take me back to the wild country. There's nothing like sights you see when you're a traveling man.
Yee-hoo! And at the halfway stage, the score is the boys of King Arthur's Grammar School, Palmerston North, 1.5, the girls of Podbury High School, Wanganui, 0.
And now, round 7. Tell the difference. Peter, what is the difference between an elephant and an armchair?
An elephant is one of those round orange boxes you lock books up in and put in a greenhouse. And an armchair is, it's a long plastic pole you hang out of the window and keep the birds away.
No. I can only give you a half for that, Peter, but I can offer it to you, Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Well tried anyway, Elizabeth. And we go on to round 8, which is called Tell the Truth. For instance, I may say, what's a Grecian urn? And you would say, about 10 bob a week, which might get a laugh, but wouldn't earn you any marks. Right now, Jessica, who stole the bottle of whiskey from inside Mr. Jackson's desk during break last Wednesday?
Alice and Cole.
Good. Now you get 2 marks for that, and Alice gets 50 lashes.
And that brings us to the end of round 8 on the score, please, Joan Shark.
The boys of King Arthur's Grammar School, Palmerston North, 83, and the girls of Podbury High School, Wanganui, 2.
And so we come to round 40 on the music question. Freddie, can you identify this piece of music?
Is it Bar Bar Black Sheep?
No. Would you like to hear it again?
Yes, please.
No? Well, never mind, Freddy. It is, of course, this. Backwards.
Good. Now, round 56 is called What Would You Do With A?
Feed it to the horses. Ha ha ha.
No, I'm afraid not, Adam. What I mean is, what would you do with a something? You see? So, Penryn, what would you do with a wombat?
Play womb with it.
Yes, good. That's 4 marks to you, Penryn.
William, what would you do with a titfur?
Well, you'll string it, and then you'll...
No, I'm afraid not, William. Jolly good shot, but you would, in fact, wear it on your head. It is a kind of boot. And that, I'm afraid, is the end of the contest. And Joan Shark, the final score, please.
Well, the score at the end of the contest is... The boys of King Arthur's Grammar School, Palmerston North, 6. The girls of Podbury High School, Wanganui, 4.
So that is, of course, a win for the boys and girls of King's College. And there we are, so it's over to the team captains to say goodbye for us.
Well, I'd like to thank the boys of King Arthur's Grammar School very much for a most exciting contest, and say that we're ready to meet them in the gym after lock-up. So, school, 3 cheers for the boys of King Arthur's Grammar School. Hip, hip. Oh, come on, school.